Well, it's a beautiful Thursday morning, 4:42 a.m. Central African Time on this early, mashallah, Yomul Khamis, my beloved listeners of As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. What I know is 28 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. What I know is today is the 2nd of Sha'ban, 1444. And what I know is my honorable Fadilatul Ustad, I think he is in Durban. Currently, where is Hayazi? Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this beautiful Thursday morning. I see Haji Abu Yusuf is full of smiles. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, and then our Dawood Mota. And our Riyaz Mota Hussein, Jazakumullahu Khairan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. Wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. Innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 2nd of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verse number 43. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, addressing the Master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Afara'ayta man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. What have you seen that person who has taken his desires to be his God, to be his deity, to be his object of worship? And that is what we see in today's world. 8 million plus people, 8 billion plus people, and 7 billion of them worshipping their own whims, fancies, and desires. And therefore, Islam taught us the divine code, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. As for that person who fears standing in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, this is not some supreme court, constitutional court, nay, the divine court, the court of Almighty Allah, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And the person who restrains himself from his base desires, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Then Jannah and Paradise is his or her resting place. So that is the Islamic prescription. And that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. And the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us. We need to inculcate within ourselves the angelic qualities. And therefore fasting is prescribed even now. And although it's not compulsory, but in Ramadan Mubarak it will be compulsory. Thereafter, Almighty Allah states, أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. A rhetorical question, what, are you a guardian upon them? Whether it's Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, anybody else in today's day and age? No, our function is very easy. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. We have to convey the true message without fear and favor, and speak the truth and stand for justice. The haqq and the truth must be proclaimed, and the batil and the falsehood must be exposed. Kainan man kan, whoever it is, remember that. That is what Islam teaches us. And what tawasaw bil haqq, invite one another to the truth. And when you invite people to the truth, obviously some people will not like it. Then they will try and threaten you, intimidate you. What tawasaw bil haqq, what tawasaw bil sabr. And then you invite and exhort one another towards patience and endurance. Yesterday, due to some technical fault, so we could not be on air. We do apologize for that. Make dua, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, always accepts us. At all times, all places, mashallah, we can proclaim and propagate the message of truth and of Islam. All times, all places, all circumstances. Let us take you around the world and show you what's really happening. We always told you, and we will say this till the last breath, Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And yesterday in Nablus, they murdered and martyred 11 of our people, remember, in occupied Palestine. Now you need to understand that before Israel, the rogue apartheid regime was already established, there were gangs there. And they were the Irgun gang, the Haganah gang, the Stern gang, and some places they massacred the Palestinians. And then the occupation starts, you must remember, officially in 1948, 14 May, and now they want the expansion policy. Because they humiliated throughout the world, the United Nations, all 15 countries, and then voted against them. So they're feeling it, humiliated, disgrace. But remember that humiliation will never be removed. Duribat alayhi muzilla. Almighty Allah has stamped upon the Jutla and the Jutli, the Jews. Allah didn't speak about Zionists first about the Jews. Then will come the Zionists and so forth, that there'll be disgrace upon them. La yab'athanna alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamati may yasumuhum su'al azab. Chapter 7, verse 167. And Allah will punish them till the day of justice. And that's what we are seeing. So remember, their own people now, they're imploding, and we're waiting for the big explosion there among the Jutlas themselves. We never ever say every Jew, but we will say majority of the Jews, remember, are the enemies of Muslims and Islam and humanity at large. Putin is a big harami, but we like him because Putin addressed the nation. And he told the Russians that we have outlawed this LGBT. We don't want gays, we don't want lesbians. Then the West, they want control, they want to destroy the family structure, and they want to promote pedophilia, they want to promote the gay brigade, so we don't allow all these things there. And we agree with him, as we agree with Hitler. When Hitler took action against the Jutlas, he said, you come here and then you want to charge our people exorbitant rates of interest. You want to promote pornography. You want to promote homosexuality. I will never allow that. On all these points, remember, we agree with Hitler, and Islam teaches us that. We don't agree with everything of his, but on these points we agree. So Israel is even disgraced by his own people in United States of America. Jewish organizations and movements are speaking now boldly and loudly. Again, you must remember how Bibi Netanyahu and his comrades and cronies in crime, they want to undermine the Supreme Court and the judiciary. So where is the democracy then? You need an independent judiciary. Not that they say the Supreme Court passes a verdict and then you 50%, 51%, you can overrule them. So obviously the Israeli people are very, very upset with that. India, you must remember, the Hindus also our enemy, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find now and in the future your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers and the Hindus. We never say every Jew, every Hindu. But we definitely will say majority of them, and you just have to look at apartheid India and you just see the terrorist Nazi regime of Israel and the unholy alliance amongst them, between them. Look at the biggest terrorist there in Israel, one of them, Itamar Ben Gvir. And now he says the Palestinian prisoners can only take a shower and in 4 minutes they must be finished. That is what his aim is, to finish the Palestinians. But he doesn't know what happened to his father and his uncle. Remember, That is Ariel Sharon, the war criminal and butcher of Beirut. The same thing will await him. Remember that for 8 years he stayed in Sakarat and Komotos. So these are the haramis. We must be clear on this. These are big bees, and we need to expose them, name them, and shame them. See, what can America do? Nothing. Almighty Allah humiliates it, disgraces it. Brutal snow grounds over 1,000 flights in United States. They can't take off. They can't move. Allah Ta'ala sent his snow to Buffalo. Now they're in different parts of America and so forth. I just told you of the two enemies of Muslims and of Islam, Israel and India. India will be building Israeli missiles and radar systems. Can you believe that? So this shows that how both of them, based on religion, one side Hinduism, Hindutva, and on the other side Judaism, hijacked by the Zionists, that they want to work in cahoots with one another, collude with one another, and their aim and target are the Muslims, and you can see that. MashaAllah, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, that we had wonderful programs here in, you must remember, Richards Bay, and last night in Impingani. And there you see in Richards Bay, there was trilateral Navy drills, Russians, Chinese, South Africa. And remember, the Americans are so burning. What's happening? How come South Africa, China, Russia, all together? And they know that they cannot take on the Russians. That is why Putin said that they cannot beat us militarily. So they just want to make more and more propaganda. And last night in Pingani, we thank the imams, we thank the trustees, and my host there, mashallah, Haji Ahmed, mashallah, Joseph, they know him as Jackson, his father, mashallah, Haji Harun. So he passed away. Allah grant his parents Jannat al-Firdaus. And mashallah, they also in Richards Bay, the imams, trustees, we thank all of them. Barakallahu feekum. Wall Street suffers its worst day in 2023. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. Remember that. Once the de-dollarization takes place, America falls, Israel, the Haramis fall, and the Arab ten pot dictators fall. Hamas is losing patience now. You can't be killing our people and expecting us to just fold our arms and say, we will say one settler, one bullet. And that is 100% Islamically, they're 100% justified. These Israelis are squatters and occupying our land, and one occupation is terrorism. Hence we say, and you can quote my fatwa and verdict any part of the world, one settler, one bullet will settle many, many issues, insha'Allahul Aziz. And now BB is crying. BB Netanyahu is crying. He's in a corner. Go read the Haaretz. And they say he's turning to his old friends in the GOP, and that is the Republican Party, the grand old party. He knows the Democrats are not for him 100%, but he wants to go because he has turned himself now into a real corner. Yesterday I sent out, alhamdulillah, whatever we send out, you must remember on our groups, on our Twitter and our Telegram, we can substantiate. So yesterday, mashallah, I saw a pamphlet from Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu-Natal regarding measles, and then I verified it with them, with the ulama, some of the executive members. They said 100% authentic. So we will say, remember that this measles and this vaccine for the measles that contain porcine, that means pork. So it's absolutely haram, and our fatwa is all these vaccines are not permissible. Remember that they just cause, you know how these doctors and these medical associations and how these politicians, they made you fools. They told you take a vaccine, then they told you took a rooster, and then take a booster, and now you can see what's your condition. So they want to make you fools. So they want to now target your innocent children to destroy the family structure, and they must become zombies from a very, very tender age in their formative years. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. And then go to the Haaretz, these rabbis, they can't look after their own rifles, some of them, remember there. So there's a rabbi there, and he was sexually assaulting some people or one person, and repeatedly committing the crimes. So see, the Haaretz has carried this newspaper. So these are the people, are the haramis. We need to expose them, name them, and shame them. Today is 2nd of Sha'ban, and it is Thursday. So inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mawla Zahid Khan. And then we will be discussing, inshallah, between 11 and 12, Mawla Zahid Khan and myself, regarding Sha'ban and the many, many issues related to it. And today, inshallah al-Aziz, we will be completing Surah Wad-Duha, chapter number 93, verses number 9 to 11. Gee, Maulana, where I am here in Umslanga, mashallah, we arrived late last night. Because why? We had to come from Impangani, and you know, load shedding, and then they must remember the police are on the highway, and the trucks are there, and there in Richards Bay, that because of the coal trucks, 600 to 700 trucks, they pass daily. Sure. So we saw so many trucks last night also, and many of them, the police pulled them up, or they were waiting for load shedding to end and so forth. So inshallah, tonight we will be, inshallah, after Maghrib, there in Masjid-e-Mahmood, Clare Estate, the Maulana Batats, the two brothers, they're waiting there, I see. So inshallah, tonight we'll be there. Allah Jalla Wala accept it.
Ameen.
Allah make it the means of Hidayah.
Ameen. Allah accept you, Ustad. I see a listener says, but AK, I was at senior school in South Africa during the years of apartheid. Can anyone explain to me how the West Bank settlements and the appropriation of Palestinian property and land is any different? Anonymous, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It's not different. It is, you must remember, 10 times worse. If I say so, you must remember, you will say, I'm a Muslim, I'm sympathetic towards the Palestinians and so forth. Go ask Tutu's family, and Tutu went there. He was in the forefront of the apartheid struggle. He was in jail. He was in prison. When he visited the Israel, he said the apartheid here is much, much worse than the apartheid we suffered in South Africa. And that is the truth. But today you will find some politicians and political parties, because they're sponsored by the Jutlas and the Jews. So therefore they say, no, that you can't make that comparison. Well, we say it's 100 times worse. You must remember that the Palestinians can't use Ben Gurion Airport. They can't use certain roads. They can't use certain buses. They can shoot and kill and murder anybody, and nobody will really ask them questions. And that is the aim of this right-wing, illegitimate government, haramis. So you must remember, they want to frustrate the Palestinians, but they don't know the 75 years they have stood the test of time of your occupation and terrorism. And I'm telling you, Jutlas, now, you're recording me, I know. I'm very happy about it. Every program you must record and send it to your grandfather in Israel. So you must remember that we say there's no two-state solution and so forth. We're going to take the whole of Palestine over, and the time is near, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. One bullet will settle the issue.
Sister Tully says, morning to you, AK. I am currently learning a lot about Islam. She says that, why does the Bible say the universe and the earth were created in 7 days? If the universe is 13 billion years old and the earth is 4.5 billion years old, Sister Tully, Ustad.
My Sister Tully, I don't know which Bible you are really reading, but what I do remember, when I was in primary school, so then we had Christian teachers, non-Muslim teachers. So that one teacher in religious studies, that time they used to call religious studies. So they told us, this is Christianity, and we reject it absolutely, completely, totally. They say, the Christians, that God Almighty created the universe in 6 days. Then the teacher, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, then he went and he made like he's sleeping, resting. He said, then God Almighty, Allah, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, was so tired and he wanted to retire. So Monday to Saturday, he created the universe, and Sunday he went to rest. And therefore, you see, under apartheid, there were no sports and all that on Sunday. They had to go to church and pray and so forth. So that is what the Christians normally say. We Muslims reject it totally about Almighty Allah getting exhausted and tired, All Might Allah teaches us that we created this universe, we sit at ayyam, wa ma masana min luhub, and note the fatigue, no tiredness, and no tiredness, exhaustion that even touched us. Who is All Might Allah Jalla wala? He created the universe in 6 days and started on a Saturday and ended on a Thursday. And on Friday, he created the masterpiece, Adam, peace be upon him, Nabi Adam, alayhi salatu salam. So we are the masterpiece of all Almighty Allah's creation. Today, people know AK-47, but they don't know AK-255. Do you know AK-255? AK, Ayatul Kursi. And verse number 255 of chapter 2. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. So this is the most majestic verse in the noble Quran. A'zamu ayatin fil Quran al-Kareem. So Almighty Allah introducing himself. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Truly, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the only one worthy of worship. None besides Him. Nothing, nobody is worthy of worship except Him, the one and only Supreme Being. And who is He? Al-Hayyul Qayyum. He's ever-living. Death will come for me, you, the entire creation and universe. And Allah was, is, will always be. And He is self-subsisting. We cannot survive without the mercy of Almighty Allah for a moment and for a minute and a second. And He is self-subsisting. He does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. He is totally independent and self-subsisting. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. No tiredness, no slumber, no sleep overtakes Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So what the Christians teach, and your so-called Bible, Sister Tilly, I told you that you have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins get confused. So remember, we reject that, that Almighty Allah was tired and had to retire on a Sunday.
Ustaz, there's a brother saying here that when someone gets cremated, ain't the ashes, mostly wood ashes. Please, I need to know. My grandfather died, so they will cremate him on Saturday. Anonymous Ustaz.
If you want the Islamic perspective, then Islam says, La tu'azib bin nar. You cannot punish anybody with fire. So cremating in Islam is totally, absolutely haram, unlawful. And if a so-called Muslim person says, or his family says, that no, he must be cremated, and they say that this is what we want, and this is the permissible way, and better than burying, and so forth, such people are murtad, and such people are non-Muslims, and remember that they are taking guidance from either the priest, or either the reverend, or either the pastor or priest or whoever. In Islam, all this is absolutely haram. And remember, when I was in Newcastle, not far from my house, then the crematorium was there, but it was very like unofficial. And then I could even hear sometimes when things start exploding, and then they build the official one and so forth. So in Islam, remember, it is punishing the person, and then they take the ashes, and then they go throw it in the river or in the sea or in the mountains or wherever they feel to. So that is their faith. So that is their business. But from Islamic perspective, absolutely haram and not permissible at all.
Somebody says here that, do you agree, AK, that the Ukrainian war is coming to its end, as according to Zelensky said? Is that true, Ustad?
You must remember, Russia, Putin said that we are in for a long fight. This week, Friday, tomorrow will be exactly 1 year. February 24th, Imran Khan was there in Moscow with Putin. And that's the day the invasion took place. And remember that they know they cannot defeat Russia militarily. So Ukraine now is being supported by America. You see, Biden was there. And he got so frightened, he had to even take permission from Russia to come there. And you see that Europe, NATO, all are assisting. But remember, they cannot defeat him, Putin. And Putin knows this, that these people here cannot defeat him. So what they will try and do is make propaganda and try and make Russia a pariah state. It won't happen. You must remember that Russia has got support from China. It has got support from India, support from South Africa, support from Iran, Turkey, so many countries. Allah Jalla Wala help the people in Turkey and Syria and wherever else they are suffering, that Almighty Allah alleviate their plight.
Jaco says that, so you're saying, AK, that China is preparing to go to war with the United States. Jaco, Ustad.
Manjer Jaco, who handed Pandaf, Manjer Jaco, for on front Biki Afrikaans. Yeah, there won't be a war, because you must remember, if there's war between America and Russia, China will help. If there's war between China and America, Russia will help them. And then there will be explosions upon explosions. It will become nuclear. And then that will be the end of all these countries. So therefore, this is what you call saber rattling. You must remember that. So saber rattling means that these people here, they just make a big noise and they just try and intimidate one another, threaten one another. But inshallah, nothing will happen. America always, that's why they used to call it the Cold War. Cold War means no real combat and fighting took place. They just threaten one another and they try and intimidate one another.
I've got Sister Felicia. She says that I like Muslim attire, sir. So, sir, can I, as a non-Muslim, resell Islamic goods? Felicia, Ustad.
Yes, you can resell it. We got no problem with that. But you must tell them that you yourself, you are not a Muslim, because you must remember that once you're going to sell, then people might take it that you are a Muslim. And more so, if you are going to wear one of those abayas or one of the scarves and dress sometime like a Muslim. So you should tell them, I like it, but I'm not a Muslim, and you must pray for me that I also get true felicity and I get true prosperity, and my name is Felicia, so I get the true peace and I get the true message in the inner recesses of my heart. So it's fine, Islamically, it's permissible. People say 101 things that are connected, related to Islam. So remember, it's fine, Islamically, there's no problem with that.
Raymond wants to know, is Ghana, is it really a poor place in Africa, Ustad?
You must remember, the whole of Africa becomes poor because of own goals. You know what is own goals? C, the big C, corruption. So Ghana now is coming out of it and now they are progressing, you must remember. But every country in Africa, basically, 90%, 95% of them, one, two, three countries you can exempt, but the majority of them corrupted to the core, and the elite will become richer, and the Joe in the street will become poorer, and that's across Africa, remember that. Therefore, these whiteys, when they speak there in Davos, you know Davos, they want to divorce themselves from Africa. They say Africa is a liability, is a begging bowl, and we must give them a vaccine and just finish them up. Obviously, we reject and condemn that. But the day you become a beggar, go from year to year to year. Therefore, Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib wrote a wonderful article, Zillatul Ulama Indal Aghniya, the disgrace of the scholars by the rich people. Remember this. You get compromised. You can't speak the truth because you keep on taking from them. So similarly, these people, never mind the capital and principal amount, even the interest they can't pay because it's compounded interest. So you need to understand all these issues, Ji.
Sister Amanda wants to know that who were Gog and Magog, Ustad?
Remember, we as Muslims believe that first Hazrat Mahdi will come and he will bring about unity, solidarity in the rank and file of the Muslim. And thereafter, remember, Dajjal, the Antichrist, will emerge. Thereafter, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, his second coming will take place. And then there will be peace for a long period. And thereafter, Gog and Magog will come. Almighty Allah mentioned it in Surah Kahf. And there you will find Zulkarnain. He built a big barrier and a big wall. And he said, Hada rahmatu mi Rabbi. This is the mercy of my sustainer, Narisha. And we see Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up one day and was very, very concerned and said, La ilaha illallah, waylul lil Arab, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Therefore, we must remember what we're witnessing today in the Arab ten for dictators, the traitors and murtads and apostates is the prophecy of the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We carry on. My cousin here, Dr. Junaid Arbi, is here to pick me up. So we carry on with the program, inshallah, till we reach the Musalla, inshallah. Carry on.
Pass our salams to our beloved Haji, Dr. Saab Junaid Arbi. Ustad, our salams, inshallah. Ustad, listen to this question. There's a brother saying here that, what are y'all South Africans? You people are useless. Why can't we take the law in our own hands? What are you doing about it, AK? I mean, stage 8. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm fed up. South Africa is a disgrace food country, Ustad.
So you, my brother, you're complaining about DC direct current, AC alternate current, and ANC and no current. So obviously we're all going through it. When I was there in Richards Bay, when I was there in Guinea, I see they got so much load shedding as well. So yeah, in Durban also they got load shedding. So it's something we have to accept and live with. Is it correct? Obviously, it's not correct. It is mismanagement, misadministration. And you know the guy who resigned as the CEO of Eskom, what's his name, that guy? So the white guy, Kissinger, whatever his name. Not Kissinger, whatever his name is. So the rater. So he, you must remember that what he said. He said that this are the true facts I'm giving you. And he spilled all the beans and everything. There's sabotage going on and many, many other problems. Now we go and we approach the government and say we're going to have a minister of, you know, electricity. So that also alone is another joke if you ask me. Last question.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that, what is the best food to try when visiting Israel, Ustad?
So you must remember, we don't call it Israel. We call it occupied Palestine. So you must eat the Palestinian food, mashallah, the hummus, and you must eat the falafel, and you must eat the Palestinian food. So that are the best, inshallah. Tonight, inshallah, at Maghrib time, we will be there in Masjid Mahmoud Estate, and the program, inshallah, Al-Aziz, will be live on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.